The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing a public-private partnership that will assess therapy and potential effects of CBD. Open Book Extracts and Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine have partnered to investigate how cannabinoids like CBD affect brain cells, particularly in regard to neuroinflammation, according to an OBX press release. CBD and other cannabinoids, such as THC, have attracted interest for their potential in treating symptoms of neurodegenerative disorders like MS. For example, the CBD THC-based nasal spray, Sativex, has been found to reduce the pain and severity of involuntary muscle contractions in MS. Such contractions are known as spasticity. Exactly how cannabinoids ease such symptoms is still unknown, however. The compounds bind to the cannabinoid receptors CB1 and CB2 found on the surfaces of cells in the brain and spinal cord, among other organs. The interaction between cannabinoids and their receptors appears to alter how these receptors respond to other stimuli, although it remains unclear how this leads to therapeutic effects. There is a salient need for rigorous research related to the use of cannabinoids, says Paul Taser, PhD, a professor at CWRU School of Medicine and the lead investigator of the joint study. Together, OBX and Case Western Reserve are advancing that research, the effects of CBD, and we look forward to evaluating the safety and efficacy of cannabinoid therapies through scientific rigor, Taser said. As part of the agreement, OBX will grant Case Western Reserve access to the company's pure cannabinoid materials, including CBD, CBG, or cannabidiol, the CBN or cannabinol, the CBC or cannabitromine, the THCV or tetrahydrocannabivirin, and CBDV cannabidivirin isolates. The OBX will also give the school access to its proprietary custom formulations. In turn, Case Western Reserve scientists will conduct preclinical studies in select disease models. The researchers' goal is to assess how single cannabinoid isolates and precise combinations of them impact brain cell functions and neuroinflammation in particular. OBX manufactures its products in the company's Good Manufacturing Practices factory in North Carolina. The GMP certification indicates that a facility is FDA compliant with respect to proper design, monitoring, and control of manufacturing processes and facilities. A round of financing was recently completed by OBX, which plans to use its real-world experience to inform clinical studies and scientific research aimed at developing therapeutic cannabinoid products. OBX is pioneering the development of cannabinoid therapies through strategic partnerships with leading institutions such as Case Western Reserve, said Dave Durodorf, the company's CEO. We believe that research is essential to optimize the targeted benefits of cannabinoids, allowing us to develop a new and proven product for consumers around the world.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Upper body health also is important for people with MS. My left hand was numb and weak when I was first diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. For years after that, symptoms above my waist seemed just as prevalent as those below it. Yet there were no tests being used that measured my waist-up disability level, nothing equivalent to the Expanded Disability Severity Scale, or EDSS, that neurologists have used for decades to measure the level of disability of people with MS. The EDSS rates people on a scale of 1 to 10, and is heavily weighted toward the ability to do things that require using your legs. But MS isn't only about walking. Hands are also important. For the past 4 years, my neurologist has been checking my finger dexterity using the 9-hole peg test. She times me as I remove 9 plastic pegs from their holes and then replace them. It's a quantifiable test that can be used to measure the impact that MS has had on my hands, just as the timed 25-foot walk measures the impact MS has had on my legs. My neurologist thinks it's just as important as the walking test, because the ability to use your hands is as important for your quality of life as your ability to use your legs. Hashtag ThinkHand when you think MS. A group of neurologists in England agrees with my neuro. Experts at the Barts MS Center in London have a project called Hashtag ThinkHand. Its goal is to encourage medical professionals and others involved with MS to pay greater attention to hand and arm function. In an article on the MS Trust's website, Professor Gavin Giovanni puts it this way. When you lose your ability to walk, your hands and arms become your legs, keeping you independent and allowing you to maintain a reasonable quality of life. In fact, when Professor G's group surveyed 360 people, 88% said hand and arm function is actually more important to them than lower limb function, a possible tool to help the hands. Now, the Barts MS group is studying whether an activity they call under and over can be used to improve upper body function of people with MS. The activity is similar to needlepoint. A patient weaves some colored shoelaces through a plastic board full of holes, creating various designs. Barts MS is looking for volunteers in the UK to test under and over 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for up to 12 weeks. If you're interested in participating, you can sign up at www.underandover.study. To qualify, you'll need to be at least 18 years old and have an EDSS score of at least 6. I'd like to see more attention paid to the upper body health of people with MS. I've learned to get along without being able to walk unassisted, but my quality of life would deteriorate very quickly if I lost the use of my hands and arms.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.